Google Podcasting, episode number 122. We're talking with Evo Terra of PodioBooks.com, an expert podcasting practices for dummies.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome aboard. Glad to have you back. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. I'm your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. On the show today, the one, the only, don't be fooled by cheap imitations, Evo Terra of the new podcasting book, Expert Podcasting Practices for Dummies. Now, what's really cool about this book, if you're like me, you've been podcasting for a while, this interview did exactly what it's supposed to do. It inspired me to go to Amazon.com and buy the book. It's kind of it's taking your podcast to the next level. Now, the interesting thing, not only is Evo the author of Expert Podcasting Practices for Dummies, he's also one of the masterminds of PodioBooks.com. And we get his insights as an author who's using podcasting and how PodioBooks is helping authors get published. Now, see, I'm a musician. I'm familiar with what I call the Chick-fil-A version of marketing. You know that one guy standing in the mall with the tray of chicken? And you take a sample and they hope you go buy the chicken. That's kind of what the PodSafe Music Network is, right? Sample my song, then go buy the CD. Evo is going to tell us how you can give away the chicken, give away the book, and still make money through podcasting. Some really cool stats on authors and books and things like that that only Evo can bring because he's got the experience as an author and as a podcaster. Now, have you noticed something that I haven't done yet? I didn't give you my contact information. Why? Because I'm trying to get you hooked into the show. I want you to stay tuned. So I gave you the meat and potatoes up front. Something I'm going to start doing, I think, as we go forward. But if you do want to contact me, real easy, dave@schoolpodcasting.com is my email. My phone number, our toll-free number, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, is 888-563-3228. Our show notes are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And I had a couple people say, Dave, your contact information is pretty much invisible to find on that website. Thank you very much. I appreciate the heads up, and I will be rectifying that as you're listening to this interview. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention, this is done via a free conference call, thebasementventures.com, mainly because, well, my headset broke. And I also want to thank Evo very much. I had a horrible day when we recorded this. It started off with, can you pick up your niece from school? She's not feeling well. To, I needed to take my niece to the doctor. And of course, those quick doctor visits just don't happen. And unfortunately, A, I didn't have Evo's phone number. And B, I had no internet connectivity. So he was very cool when I showed up a few minutes late for the interview. Now, I heard about Evo. Well, I've known Evo. I mean, I met him at the convention, but I heard him interviewed on the Struggling Entrepreneur at strugglingentrepreneur.com, and it's a really cool interview. If you like this interview, go back and listen to kind of the behind the scenes of how Evo is running his business, some of the business insights that he has, and I went, wow, that guy's a really good interview, and that inspired me to say, you know what, I'm thinking about this book. If I interview him, maybe I'll find out what I need to do, and I'll decide to buy this book or not, which I have. So I'll be giving you a review of that in the future. But hey, the other thing is, this show is going to be a little longer than usual, and I should let you know that, hey, if you do see this book in, say, a Barnes & Noble, things like that, go over to Evo's website, funanymore.com. That's funanymore.com. And let him know that you found it in like a Barnes & Noble or things like that. Because it's an expert book series, they're not quite hitting the shelves like they normally do with like a dummies book. Also, speaking of dummies books, he authored Podcasting for Dummies, and a what they're calling Season 2 or the second edition of Podcasting for Dummies is coming out in the fall. So if you've been thinking about maybe picking up that book, you might want to wait for the new version. But hey, I'm rambling. Thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in. And without further ado, let's get to the interview with Evo. Thanks for listening.
All right, well, joining us today on the, let's see, what are we on? We're on the Basement Ventures conference call. So if you ever wonder what one of these sounded like, this is it. It's one of those free conference calls because my headset died today, and he's been quite the swell guy to put up with my shenanigans today. We have Evo Terra on the phone, author of the new book, expert podcasting practices, and you can find out all things about Evo at funanymore.com. Evo, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, and speaking of the basement, I just crawled out of the basement, so well, hopefully this new conference call, interwebs telephony stuff will actually work out well, but I have faith.
There you go. And funanymore.com is about what?
That's a place where you can find pretty much everything about me. Like many people in the space, our new favorite term for all of us is new media douchebags, but like many of us in this space, lots of different places you can find that information about me, and I was having a bit of an identity crisis, so I had to pick a name that actually would work for me to have my own web presence, and obviously evoterra.com would make sense, but some bastard already registered that, so here's a lesson to you kids. If your name's available, go get it. If your kid's name is available as a domain name, go get it. Trust me, it's a good present. But anyhow, that was unavailable, so I had to find something else out. Well, as I was always thinking about that, somebody had asked me one time about why it is that I do all this crazy stuff, from the various podcasts I was on to write these books to podiobooks.com, all the stuff that's interesting and exciting but doesn't make a dime. Why do you keep doing it? I said, well, I do it because it's fun. And basically, I'll keep doing it until it's not fun anymore. And I went, aha, there's my domain name. So that's where you can find out all about me. Until it's not fun anymore.
Anymore, there you go. Then the site will go black and we'll all shed a tear.
Right.
The new book, it came out January 15th. It's Expert Podcasting Practices. What inspired you to get back on the I was going to say the typewriter. Okay, yeah. Get back on the processor and hammer out another book. Of course, you're also the author of Podcasting for Dummies, but this is book number two. What inspired you to get back on and hammer out another one?
Well, it all boils down to the money. No, I'm kidding. That's not why we do this whole thing. T and I, my co-author is T Morris on Podcasting for Dummies. And the interesting thing about working for Wiley, the company that puts out the Four Dummies series, is they are constantly in what can we do next mode. That's just the way they operate. They put a book out, and they want to sell as many copies of that as they can, but they recognize that their window of sales is relatively short, and the only way that a publisher of how-to books in the technology space goes is to constantly try and keep up with the technology. So we handed in Podcasting for Dummies, back at the end of 05, I guess, and they were immediately talking about sequel. What else can we do? What's the follow-up? And immediately they were talking about writing an updated version because, things change in the world pretty quickly. So we kind of held them off for a few months as he and I kind of got our respective lives back together. And they came back and they said, well, we think we want to do something else. What are you guys in the mood for? And through a long series of conversations, we decided that while Podcasting for Dummies was a great book for people who have no idea what it is that they're doing and they want to get into this thing called podcasting, there are a lot of podcasters who have, 6 months, a year, 2 years underneath their belt that want to do something more. They maybe want to add video to it, or they want to get better at their podcast, or they want to really try and reach a larger audience. So what do we want to do? How can we talk about, basically an advanced version of Podcasting for Dummies to the guy who's been out there for a while doing it? That's really what we came up with, which was kind of a funny story to have because it's weird when you say expert podcasting practices for dummies. I mean, it's still in the For Dummies series, yet dumb experts. So it was, I think that T and our publisher, Steve Hayes, actually spent about 3 months doing nothing but debating what the proper name of the book should be. And I said, guys, I don't care. Can we just write this damn thing and get it over with? I mean, it's going to change again if we don't hurry up.
Exactly.
So we actually pulled in another author named Ryan Williams to help out with this one because it got to the point where I was overloaded and doing things and recognized I wasn't going to hit these deadlines. And so I called up the publisher and said, can I have some help? And they said, wow, you're actually calling us for help before you're supposed to be done? We've never had anyone do that. Yeah. So let's go find somebody else to help out. So Ryan jumped in and did a fantastic job and helped us get the book out on time.
Well, awesome. Now, you mentioned video, so it's weird because that's where I am at this point. I've played with video, but not really a lot. So is this going to explain, the different formats and things like that and how software to maybe start looking into and things like that, or...?
It does. And I tell you, Dave, I'm in the same place you are. I've been doing audio for a long time now. You know, I'm one of these old men in podcasting from October of 2004, right? But it's always been an audio form. And I'm fascinated by video. And I think a lot of podcasters have that same thing. They've been doing audio, they're excited about it, but maybe they want to jump into video. Now, there are already plenty of great books out there. You know, there's Video Blogging for Dummies, which pretty much covers everything you need to know. But that, like every other Dummies book, takes it from the point of view of, I've never shot video before, and I've never done a podcast before, what can I do? We knew we were talking to established podcasters who got that. They get the technology. They understand editing and the need for a website and how to FTP and how to generate your RSS feed and that kind of stuff. They didn't need that kind of hand-holding. But what we talk about in Expert Podcasting Practices for Dummies are ways for the existing audio podcaster to migrate his or her content into a video form, and why that doesn't necessarily mean sitting at the camera and recording your hour-long audio podcast, which is too long anyhow, and converting that to video, and why that would stink, but, you know, ways to take your format and make it more appropriate for the video medium. And yes, we do cover the various formats, you know, the MV4 and the MP whatever they are. You know, I'm sure T went into great detail on how that kind of stuff works. But yeah, we cover it from the angle of someone who's been in podcasting and wants to try something new.
Now, you also talk a lot, it looks like you have quite a bit here about building your audience. Especially this caught my eye, was creating a promotional plan.
Mm.
Is that just something you think most people are just winging it, or are you actually talking about coming up with like a, when you say plan, do you mean like, okay, first I'm going to do this and that, or as opposed to the, well, let's just throw out some flyers and see if that works, and well, that was a waste of $100. Let's.
you're definitely on the right track. You know, so many of us got into podcasting for one reason, because it looked cool. You know, it was just something that sounded like a fun thing to do. And instead of me spending, you know, $125 on the golf course every weekend, what if I go buy a microphone, right? Maybe my wife will be happy because I spend less money doing that. I don't play golf anymore, by the way. But very few of us actually addressed podcasting from the point of view is, you know, what's the purpose of me doing this? Beyond me having a good time and maybe finding 5 or 500 or 5,000 people who want to have a good time with me, what's my plan of attack to go out and grab more people and also to promote my show? You know, we start podcasting, we put ourselves on iTunes and in the Podcast Pickle and, you know, Dave Slusher's Amiga Fish and places like that, and then we ask, where is everybody? Why haven't they discovered me yet? I'm brilliant. Don't they know this, right? And it takes promotion to do that. In my day job, I work in the advertising world, and I understand that, you know, good things happen to companies that plan and strategize, and you don't want to go out and spend $100 on flyers. I heard one guy who did that very thing, but then the next thing it is, he went to the super Walmart next to his house, and he put the flyer for his podcast underneath the windshield wiper of every single car in the Walmart parking lot.
Nice.
He then got a phone call 3 days later from the city giving him a nice little fine because they had to come through and do the cleanup. Of all the flyers that wound up on the floor. Now, that's a bad plan. I mean, that's not your, unless your podcast happens to be about the Super Walmart, that's likely not the best place to find your audience. So we go into some ideas and some kind of structure here. You know, we're not telling you exactly what to do every step of the way, but helping you find out the ways to find promotional vehicles that are going to work for you to get you where you need to go.
Paul, I'm going through the table of contents here. There's all sorts of great stuff here. Pod fading prevention and
yep.
How to podcast using podcasting as a business.
Yep.
So it really
mm-hmm.
is. It's really set up like you said. There are a lot of people that are like, they jumped in for it for the fun, and now they're kind of going, well, what else can I do with this little RSS feed thingy that's
yeah,
going on?
Exactly. You know, our publisher really wanted us to write a business book about podcasting. And, you know, my comment to him at the time was, there are lots of good places where you can find out about the business side of podcasting, and I definitely think we should cover some of that. But, you know, there are plenty of experts in the world that aren't, and there are plenty of professionals in the world that aren't in things for primarily the idea of true business. They might be able to make a living out of it, but it's not why they did it. So I didn't want to write a book that was all about just hardcore business. Here's how to do it, you know, and make money out of a deal. But I wanted something to let people know there were ways that they could become a true expert without having to become a true hard business person, and without having to say, I've got to charge for all of this content, but just ways to take their show and raise it up a notch. You know, and what are the trials and tribulations? You mentioned the pod fading portion. We probably have received more, or I have received more comments on that section than anything else. You know, we tell you in there, sometimes it's okay to let your show go away. That's not necessarily a bad thing. And we talk about ways to resurrect it, find the good elements that worked really well and convert them somewhere else. Maybe somebody needs to change. Maybe it's a change of scenery that's required in your show to make it better. Some of them are really hard decisions to make, but that's the reality. There is no one easy answer on how to not pod fade. Sometimes you need to.
Yeah, and it's something it's where, as we all start, and we're having a great time. I mean, Cheers, MASH, Seinfeld, they all eventually stopped. You know?
That's exactly right. You know, you can't go on forever, and hopefully you get out before you jump the shark. maybe you don't, but, you know, find a nice and graceful way to exit. Just don't not show up one day. That's the worst way to pod fade.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the things I want to get your input on, being an author, is I know for Podcasting for Nubbies, you did a companion podcast, which was kind of a director's cut way of looking at the book. How do you do a companion podcast without giving away the store? Was your publisher worried that you were going to kind of give away so much content that people then wouldn't buy the book?
Well, the good thing is there's a very different way you consume nonfiction printed words, the way you consume nonfiction audio words. And you know, Podcasting for Dummies is a perfect example of this. You know, it is a reference book. In fact, that's what the tagline is, a reference book for the rest of us on all of the Dummy series. So it's something you can go back to each time, look at the index, flip around, and find out what information you need quickly. You know, and an audio podcast of that book, which the companion guide is not a full translation by any stretch of the imagination. But even if it were, it wouldn't be as successful as the print book because it's just kind of hard to reference inside of an audio file. So they weren't overly concerned about that because it would be very, very dry reading. What they were excited about was the opportunity, and there has been some talk of us doing this, and I think my co-author T actually has done this on a limited basis for some of the other For Dummies authors, is use that kind of, as you mentioned, as the director's cut, not necessarily giving additional content inside of the book itself, but, you know, the nice thing about buying a director's cut DVD is there's almost always an extra DVD in it with lots of extra features and stuff, and that's the approach we tried to take Podcasting for Dummies. We used it as a way to showcase the types of tips and techniques we are teaching in the book in here. I'll give you an example. We in Podcasting for Dummies, there's a section where we talk about the different places you can record and different ways you can record. One is with an iRiver. One is doing what we're doing right now, a conference call. There's Skype. There's microphones, all of that stuff. Well, it's kind of hard to talk about the differences in a book. You can say it all day long, but you can always experience it inside of an audio file. So there's a couple of episodes which my co-author T recorded actually on his iRiver, and then he recorded one on a conference call, and then he recorded one via Skype. So you could see and hear hear the differences in the overall quality and an appropriate time when you might want to do that. You wouldn't want to use conference call software to record your own monologue, but you definitely would want to use an iRiver for that. But you might want to hear the difference of that on your microphone, and you probably don't want to record your monologue that you wrote on top of the Himalayas when you get back home. Why not record it on top of the Himalayas with your iRiver? That's the idea we tried to use in the companion podcast. I think there were 20 episodes that happened of that, and everything inside of it was just examples. Here's what you're going to learn if you buy this book.
Well, speaking of books, are you the mastermind or one of the masterminds behind Podio Books?
Well, it all depends on who you ask and what kind of mood I'm in. I say that I am one of the co-founders of PodioBooks.com. I give credit once again to T for having the initial idea of creating what would later became known as a Podio book. But it was my idea to form the community together and to solve some of the technical issues surrounding that so that everybody could enjoy it later on down the road. So it was me, and it was T. Morris, and our other co-founder named Chris Miller, who's really the programming god behind the scenes on everything. And we've since grown to a couple more folks, but those are the key players.
Because now we're into a different area, because we've talked about how you can create a podcast if you're an author to kind of either give behind the scenes or additional information that's not in the book to help promote the book. Now you're talking about giving away the book for free. Yep. And then using that to then sell the book in print. Is that basically the concept here?
Sell the book in print, sell the author to a publishing house, sell the author into some other variety. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people decide to give away an audio version, a self-produced audio version of their book for free. And, you know, we're just touching on some. Each author is a little different. But, you know, the classic example is the author who is hoping to really build his or her career by giving away a piece of themselves, and that piece of themselves is a complete and total book. It's really crazy when you think about it. How can you give away this particular version of your stuff and hope to make any money? But the good news is there's a long established history of what makes this a good idea. Kind of the contemporary leaders in the space, at least in the fiction world, are two guys by the name of Cory Doctorow and John Scalzi. Now, John Scalzi makes his full-time job writing. That's all he does. And I've interviewed lots of authors on some podcasts I used to be involved with, and that's the ultimate goal for most of them. I want to be a full-time author. I personally think they're crazy, but that's what they want to do. John Scalzi is a full-time author, and he has a habit of making copies of his book available in electronic format totally free of charge. Cory Doctorow is the same way. Now, Cory's got lots of ways he makes money as well, but he makes a significant amount of money selling books, and he was the first one to start giving this stuff away for free and to see what happened. I'll give you an example. With his book, the first one he did this to was Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom, still available today. It has been downloaded just from his web server over 650,000 times, and the book is currently, and it's been 4 years now, the book has been through, last I heard, 6 different print runs. That's pretty substantial when you think about it's the exact same stuff, but do you want it in electron form, or do you actually want a hard copy that, you know, you can actually hold inside of your hand? And it's proven. You know, Cory realized right away that he wasn't trying to fight piracy. He wasn't trying to fight, you know, people stealing. He was trying to fight the fact that nobody knew who the hell he was. And so by giving it away for free, he made kind of a splash on the scene. And that's the same kind of attitude we take with podiobooks.com, where, as of this recording, there are 175 different audiobooks, most of them completed audiobooks, some of them are in the works, where the authors sit down and record an episode and put it up every single week, and we release it out to everybody so they can enjoy it totally free and eventually listen to the whole book either once a week, or if you want to hurry up and get them once a day, that's fine, or if you want to download the entire thing and, you know, sit in one evening and do it, have fun. We give you those kind of abilities, and it's all available for the listener free, and the author, we don't charge him a dime to host or run the application or any of that kind of stuff.
Very cool. So then you build your audience, and then mm-hmm. you then leverage that into, hopefully, like you said, a publisher. If you can come to a publisher and say, look, I put out a book, it was downloaded 600,000 times,
right.
Here's my new book,
mm-hmm.
hopefully that will get somebody's attention to say, well, let's put this into print.
That's the idea. You know, most of the books we have are fiction on the site, and a large majority of them fall into the speculative fiction or science fiction, fantasy, that kind of stuff, horror, you know, fall into that genre. And I think that's for a variety of reasons. One is that those type of authors tend to be a little more willing to try new technical stuff. But that's also a very flooded marketplace. You know, I read somewhere that there are a ridiculous number of books published every single year in the country, whether that's through a major house or through a really, really small press. And a brand new author, from what I understand, is lucky if he sells 5,000 copies. In fact, if he sells 5,000 copies of his book, his publisher is going to be just happy as heck with him. But most authors wind up selling way less than 100 copies. So it's not, if you think about getting into writing to make money on your first book, think again. That really only happens in a few very rare instances. So by writing your book the best you possibly can, editing your book the best it can be edited, and then finding some way to give it away for free, either in electronic format or in the new things that we're doing over at podiobooks.com in a serialized audio format, you can find a new audience, winding up with a lot more people who know your name. So maybe when you actually do have a print book that come out, when they're walking through this book section, which is, you know, growing larger and larger every day, they might recognize your name and say, yeah, I remember her. She gave away that book to me I was listening to 2 years ago. I'll buy this one now. That is one of the many hopes our authors have on the site. And it seems to be proving out to working. We have, you know, three or four guys who've received nice, lucrative book contracts because of the audience that they have built on our site and also through the rest of the podosphere as well. So, yeah, it can definitely work.
Now that the book is out and you're kind of going, what's next on in the sights of,
you know, I'm playing, I'm having a good time. You know, podiobooks.com is doing well. We're growing that thing like crazy. And like you, Dave, I've been kind of dabbling in the whole world of video. I don't think I'm going to ever get serious about it. I hope I don't get serious, because I don't know if you know this or not, but that takes a long time to edit. That's not quite as easy as audio.
Yeah.
It does make you talk a lot faster, because I don't want to edit anything longer than 2 minutes. That's too much for me now.
All right, well, and again, anything you want, find it over at funanymore.com. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. Really did appreciate this.
You're very welcome, Dave, and I look forward to seeing you. If not before, I'm sure I'll see you at the New Media Expo, because Tim and Emil had to change the name one more time out in Vegas this year.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Dave, take care.
There he is, the one, the only. Evo Terra, author of the book Expert Podcasting Practices for Dummies. Find it at funanymore.com. Our show notes are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. My phone number is 888-563-3228. Are you ready to start podcasting? Are you ready to get your podcast to the next level? Check out my website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Great resources, great tutorials, and of course, our weekly live webinar. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, class dismissed.